B-Pod Studios.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the Stack.
98.5 Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich is down there over in Miami. Thanks to the Bernardi Automotive Group for the 9 o'clock hour. We're set to be joined by the McCourty twins.
Mm-hmm.
And
They're walking around, so they'll be here supposedly right at 9:30. So we'll talk to them. Then right behind me is, oh, how the ladies swoon. We got Kenny Chesney walking all around here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, maybe you could see how much of his paycheck he has to give to Jimmy Buffett. the McCourty twins, not to be confused with the Buramini twins that Dennis Eckersley has been known to drive around in his Trans Am.
Okay, this is Buramini twins, and doesn't Yager have another type of twins with a name like that?
Yeah, Yager doesn't care what's downstairs.
Yes, he's not. He doesn't.
He's equal opportunity lover.
So last night, Jimmy Kimmel did his annual NFL version of the mean tweets, and on there he had Tom Brady, Sony Michel, also Terry Bradshaw, and here is a clip of last night.
Hi, I'm Tom Brady, and I'm a crybaby, and I have a butthole in my chin.
Sony Michel, more like Panasonic Michel so far.
You, Tom Brady, you fat bitch. I hope you cry. I do cry, too.
Bradshaw, you ass-kissing wuss. Your brain fell out with your hair, chicken. Why don't you bite my angry rebel?
You, Tom Brady. I hope your dog eats chocolate and gets really sick and throws up on your sock. That's up.
Those are nothing.
Yeah. Compared to what you get, that's true.
Yeah, that's nothing.
That's true.
See if you can find one that's worse from just this morning.
Okay.
I'm going to have to go to the Toucher Rich account because people don't bother to tweet me, I don't think. All right, I will find out.
Okay, all right. Well, this is kind of fantastic. So, you know, Jason Tatum made the All-Star game, which proves that Fred's been wrong about him this entire time.
Pretty much the entire time, yeah.
Jonathan Isaac
the entire time. One guy not on the list, Kyrie Irving, and you know that killed him. Remember how he said that they still just vote him in? Well, he's not on it. Irving did finish second among Eastern Conference guards in the fan vote, but sixth in the player vote, and ultimately he didn't get a nod from the other 29 NBA head coaches that could vote. That means nobody wants to coach this guy. This is also the first time that he hasn't been on the All-Star game since 2015 when he played 53 games that season. However, unlike Jaylen Brown, who didn't make it, there's one guy that isn't taking his admission from the All-Star team very well. I don't know if you have heard this yet, John Wallach, but Bradley Beal.
Yes,
not very happy that he didn't make the All-Star. Well, Bradley Beal, you didn't make the team. What do you think?
I'm a little pissed off about it, but I know how I am. I was kind of expecting it, honestly. It's disrespectful. But the real ones know, so I'm going to just keep competing. I'm going to try to get my team in the playoffs, for sure.
Oh, it is disrespectful, but in fairness, the guy has a legit gripe.
No, he doesn't.
All right, here we go.
Dude, he's got 28. Okay, so
he averages 28 points a game, but how good is that considering how bad his team is?
Okay,
Listen to this. Let me just read you this stat, because you should know this.
Go ahead.
You got the
he
glasses.
Doesn't know anything about stats.
He should. He's got glasses.
Yeah, just because he has glasses and a unibrow doesn't mean he knows stats.
His 28.7 points per game this
right?
season ranks third in the Eastern Conference.
A career high, yep.
The only player to average that many points entering the All-Star break and not be an All-Star was World B. Free in 1978.
Yeah, he takes 22 shots a game. There's nobody else on that team to score, and the Wizards are terrible.
Okay,
I have no problem. Zach LaVine should be on this team, and he's not.
No, right. Devin Booker should be on the West one because he, by the way, this is nuts. Devin Booker's, like, his numbers are insane. As a matter of fact, the only other players in NBA history to average 27 points per game and over 50% shooting, LeBron James, Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Steph Curry, and Oscar Robertson.
Devin Booker has more of an argument than Bradley Beal
Devin
does.
Booker, why don't you book him a train out of town? All right, I found a Twitter, a tweet. Okay. Oh, Fred, if you want to leave New England, please do. Like tomorrow, please.
That's not as bad as I hope your dog eats chocolate and vomits on your shoes.
All right. I will tell you this, is that...
We should break.
I just said that I wasn't going to... I didn't plan to spend the next 30 years here. I want to go to a warmer climate.
All right. we should break because the McCourty twins are going to be here promptly. I mean, told at 9:30.
Fred, I'm going to slit your throat and drink the blood... Pass the blood and then throw it on your family.
Well, that is a death threat.
Did you actually read that?
No, you made it up.
I didn't think so.
It would have been a good one.
The voice is in his head.
That's right.
All
it's
right.
It's like a Shining situation.
That's right. I've fallen into an alcoholic craze.
Yes.
All right.
According to Danny Ainge.
All right. Well, no, that's the Shining. You see, the alcohol got the better of him. All right. We will be back with the Balgadushi twins. And
check another one.
That's right. Who are the twins that the busty twins that were around for a while?
The Barbie twins.
The Barbie twins.
All right, we have to break.
They had two pairs of twins. If you know what I'm saying, big boobs. All right, we will be right back.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
98.5 Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich this hour of Rich down there in Miami. Brought to you by Bernardi Automotive Group.
They will be here in just a moment. They are here. They are walking around. But
I have a tweet that I can start the interview out with.
You have a tweet that you could okay? Because I had something I was going to start with, but if you by all means, Fred, your Mark Davis question to Carson Palmer. Put things on the right foot, so.
Yeah, I'm really good at interviewing people.
I'm looking around, and now it's like, I mean, I've seen Drew Brees. Who else is here now?
See, I'm wondering if the fact that it's in Miami is actually counterproductive.
No. Dude, there's been a ton of people here. Tons.
All right.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's just that, you know, there's also a ton more media that wanted to come here, so, I mean, it's like you really got to... You really got to fish and poke. What's that?
Do you want me to try and get Joel Osteen over here? He's doing his own radio show, but he walked in behind me this morning.
Joel Osteen and his teeth? Those are some piano keys my man has.
He's one of those guys that's like, it took me a second to you know, kind of compute who he was. But
oh, sure.
In that second, I knew I didn't like him. You look at the guy
shady.
And you know it's like, oh, I know I don't like this guy, but who is he?
Did you see who I ran into yesterday?
Oh, nice.
Okay, so... One thing about Martha Stewart. Martha Stewart, you look at that picture, she looks great. You know how old she is? Take a guess.
70.
Higher.
100.
She's 78. She's almost 80 years old.
Yeah, like she's 100, Hardy.
Yes, she's almost, right. She's the Crypt Keeper.
I mean,
come on.
Is
she the best looking person age to like hotness ratio?
Dolly Parton.
Yeah, Dolly.
But she's like
good
in her
golly,
60s,
Dolly.
Though,
how about
right?
them jugs?
Yeah, right. Huh?
I said, good golly, Dolly. How about them jugs?
That's what you should open up the interview with the McCourtys with.
Right.
Like, what do you think about
Speaking
Dolly
of
Parton?
Twins and the twins.
Fred, did you say you had a tweet to start the interview with the McCourtys with?
Yeah,
how does that work?
I got a tweet, a negative tweet about myself in the McCourtys that I'll start off with. Because it's due diligence.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
Rich
yeah.
has me searching the Toucher and Rich tweets for negative stuff about me.
He was, because what happened was Tom Brady, he did the mean tweets thing last night. And Fred said, well, that's nothing. And I said, do you think that just today you've gotten one worse than what Tom Brady got? And he went to go look. And that's what he's been searching the internet for.
I've been searching all over the place. I love social media.
I know. Well, as an influencer.
At Fred Toucher on Instagram.
Right. Was Tom Brady on Kimmel last night?
He was.
Doing the mean tweets?
Well, he was recorded. He's here. You know he's in Miami right now.
No.
He's looking for a house.
He was at that NFL 100 thing that happened last night. There's some reporter, took a picture with him.
All right.
Yeah. So, you know who I've not seen here and I've been keeping my eye open for?
I know Tom.
Right.
Oprah knows Tom. Stedman knows Tom. Oprah knows my wife. We're all friends. So why not have a dinner? So that's what that was.
I know. I've been keeping my eye open for him, Fred. I think you ruined it.
Yeah, he's afraid to come back because he knows I'll give him the what for.
Is that what we're going to call it? The what for?
Yeah, he knows I'm not going to handle his Weisenheimer ways.
It was right about this time last year,
I just wanted to see Crash and drink.
And he just wanted to get out of there.
I just wanted to get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
And he had to sit down and be a butt, to be honest with you. So, Hardy, what do you guys got planned today since we're just kicking the can down the road here?
Oh, goodness gracious. What don't we have planned for today? We'll find out where Zoe went because nobody's seen him for a while.
Okay.
So we've got that.
We'll just stop there because you already sold me.
Darren Revelle, we've got him early on.
Oh, he's really talented.
You know something? I find myself saying the same thing sometimes, but I probably click through on more of his tweets to get more info on stuff than as much as anybody.
Well, if you want to see one of the funniest things that's ever been on ESPN is they did a thing on, it might have been actually on HBO, but they did a thing on with Revelle at the Super Bowl. Or he not at the Super Bowl. He's like in some like you know room like, and it's got he's got like 85 computers, and he's like, oh, Budweiser just with the Clydesdale lad, and he's like clickety clickety click, and then he's like, oh, over here, and he goes, oh boy, this is there's so much, and you're just saying, Darren Revelle, no one cares. I've seen the commercials.
Right, right.
I'm here. I mean, come on.
Are you going to have a? I heard you have some people from the NFL Network today.
Okay, so we got David Carr, Steve Mariucci, Joe Thomas, Nate Burleson. Your old friend Boomer.
Are you going to have Deion Sanders?
No, I don't think so.
We already beat you to it, unfortunately. We already had Deion Sanders on. We went to the big press junket, and we asked him the questions that really mattered.
Deion, could you finish this line for me? Diamond Rolex, yeah. Gators on my feet.
Yeah, it's on the album. It's on the album.
What do you remember most about making the primetime album back in the day?
That I had fun. I had a lot of fun. Yeah. I really did.
See, I go deep. I'm like a legit fan.
Don't talk that loud. Everybody see you.
But I'm like a legit fan. Like I like the one. What's the one that goes scooping up the ladies with the biggest butts?
No. I don't know about that one. Inappropriate.
Your lyrics.
Yeah, well,
they're inappropriate.
I mean, he's evolved as a human being.
He's matured.
He's like Howard Stern. He's evolved.
We saw him walking out in front of us a couple of days ago. He was on the phone, and Zoe saw him. And I think he said something. Zoe said something to him about Goldberg, Lucky pulled me off of you or something like that, because that's a story. Deion intercepted Zoe twice in one game. And after the second time, Zoe hit him late out of bounds. And Goldberg was over there on the sideline. And
Because they were playing in Atlanta, I take it.
And either pulled Zoe off
Adam Goldberg?
Yes, Adam Goldberg.
Yeah, Adam Goldberg.
From Dazed and Confused.
Or no, also Adam F. Goldberg from the Goldbergs.
I'm not sure which one it was. I know Jenny McCarthy is supposed to be with us today.
She's really smart. She did a lot of good with that antivirus
stuff. I have to conveniently forget about that whole stance of hers every time she sits down with us. She sits down with us every year at Radio Row.
And you don't say why are you an anti-vaxxer and like how many lives you might be responsible for ruining?
Honestly, Fred, I think the first 2 years I didn't know about it. But I did know about it the last time she sat down with us. And like a coward, I said nothing.
Yeah, because you don't want to blow up that relationship.
Because then you've completely cut off the Wahlberg family.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
that was your entryway.
Yeah, now you got Donnie, who's going to probably go and tell one of the two anonymous new kids that something's going on.
I would be more upset if I offended Donnie than if I offended Jenny. Donnie's a nice guy.
Yeah. Well,
him I like.
Well, Donnie's probably a nice guy if you get on the right side of him. But, I mean, he's like probably loyal like the mafia, the way he dresses. Like, if you get on the wrong side of him, it's a knuckle sandwich with maybe some brass knucks. You understand what I'm saying?
He's friends with Tom Selleck. You want him calling that rain of fury down upon you?
No, I didn't. Tom Selleck on Friends, I didn't buy.
No.
Why would he settle down with Monica?
Why would he settle for her?
No, settle down. I mean, he was
he was a dentist. He had a lot of prospects.
He was a dentist. Yeah. I mean, the guy's making a good living. He's handsome as the day is long.
You're right.
I mean, why do I? And she's this OCD clean freak.
Totally unbelievable. You're right.
Yeah. So That's my issue with that. Hey, when are these McCourty twins showing up?
We're calling right now. His name is Simon. I'll call him for you. There you go.
Okay.
Capello. Capello's on it right now. They're here.
I canceled my trainer for this.
Yeah, he's talking to him right now. They're here.
Okay.
I'm going to get out of the way.
Yeah, get out of it, because maybe you're discouraging them with your presence.
Good to see you, Hardy. Bye.
I don't know. They pretty much blew us off. They agreed to come on with you guys, but they wanted nothing to do with us.
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to go over well with Bertrand.
He's been very impressed with all the PR people here this week in Miami. He thinks they're doing a bang-up job.
At least you got a guest.
All right, well, let's break, and we'll
Holy
come back
boy. All right, if we break here, we got a lot of time to kill if those McCourty twins don't show up.
What's that, Mark? Was he confirmed? Yeah.
Oh, boy.
There we go. Nice.
So we're coming out of here with
like
Carson.
A Swiss watch.
No. I mean, we're going
to. So we've got Carson Palmer, a lady that writes for the SI, and we got
Deion Sanders, David Ortiz.
No,
but Jimmy Garoppolo, Andy Reid.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
What are you talking about?
We had
Jimmy Garoppolo.
That's true. You did get Jimmy Garoppolo. Absolutely.
Yeah, of course I did.
Yes, you did.
Jackass. Hustling all week.
Not I didn't sit there
with your freaking glasses.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault. And it's no one's fault. It's probably my fault. Jim Gray probably spread
we
word.
We had the biggest guests of all the shows. No question.
Who?
Well, first of all, David Ortiz is bigger than anybody.
Okay.
And then Jimmy Garoppolo, bigger than anybody.
Okay.
Patrick Mahomes? Mahomes. I had Patrick Mahomes on, too. Andy Reid as well.
That's right.
Deion Sanders. Who else can ask great questions to Deion Sanders?
What is the message behind Heidi, Heidi, Hey, track 12 on the Primetime album?
I gave you credit.
Y'all think it's anything I'm thinking, right? Okay, we just going to keep it down, right?
Was Hammer a big influence on that song?
Sammy Watkins on the show, a.k.a. the Sandwich Kid.
Yeah. Well, that was the highlight of the whole thing, the Sandwich Kid.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Big show.
And then we had Emmanuel of the Emmanuel Sanders.
Sanders.
We had the whole kit and caboodle. Well, we will break, and then the minute we do, the McCourty twins will show up.
I know, you're right. So let's go in.
All right, let's break. We'll be right back.
The games are only half of it. Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, it's a remix? Boo! What's wrong with this?
It's just the original.
No, it's not.
This is not the album version.
This is not the album version.
Fred is not pleased.
That is the long play of Raspberry Beret.
What's wrong with this?
All right, the McCourty twins are joined by Rich. I can see on the TV over there.
We're in the Apex Entertainment guest chair with Devin and Jason McCourty.
Who will both be playing other places for much more money next season. The Bernardi Automotive Group. They will not be shortchanged again by the Patriots organization. I'll tell you that. There's no more hometown discount, my friend.
That's probably not a popular thing to say on this radio.
Who cares? It's been a long week. All right, so I have to read a tweet that I received, or I'll be called. It won't be fair. It says Fred, I think you're hilarious. Thanks. No, it says Fred, I think it's hilarious. You made fun of the McCourty's podcast, and you're now having them on. You're a no talent hack and shouldn't be on radio or a podcast. Go be miserable somewhere else. So my point was that I didn't know you guys had a podcast, and I said out of the millions of podcasts out there, what are the McCourty twins bringing to the table? And that's what I said. So that's all I have to say.
And then I gave an example. I played something from it, and it was good. It was you guys were talking about. I forget what it was, but it was something.
Yeah, it was so good. He forgot what it was.
Well, that tweet was from my burner account.
It was your burner account.
Be careful what you say about us, man.
All right. So do you guys have a special language that the two of you can communicate with?
Like, other than English?
I guess when it comes to...
Esperanto or something, like, that the two of you could have a conversation that no one else would understand.
I think so. I think right now he gave a look at me and it was like, this is like a pretty stupid question.
So that's the secret language, if just by the looks.
If one of you gets, hit with, a needle, does the other one feel pain?
No.
All right.
Football would be tough if we had to do that.
I got to say, you don't sound like twins to me.
So this is going to be an interesting time for you, Devin. I mean, this is, you know, you are going to be testing the market, seeing what's out there. I heard you talking about playing with Joe Judge, and I know that you have an option this year, right, Jason, as well? So, I mean, you're known as one of the leaders on this team.
Yeah, I didn't say I wasn't talking about playing with Joe Judge.
New York. Has that been twisted? Like your comments about
I've never spoken about like playing for the Giants. But you know, if you talk to like New York, New Jersey base where I'm from,
yeah,
you know, the first thing, like I know one of the reporters, I guess he did a podcast and then people took it and was like, the Giants are trying to sign Jamie Collins, Kyle Van Noy, and Devin McCourty. And so then I started getting so many tweets and stuff like, oh man, you're coming to the Giants. I'm like, what? Free agency didn't even start yet. So for me, it's just kind of seeing how it goes, man. You kind of learn in this league, like in January, February, you can't decide where you're going to go. Like there's no control for you as a player. So just being patient, enjoying the time with my family. This is rare to be, you know, free at this time of the day and not playing in the Super Bowl. So just been enjoying just the little fun things that we could do.
Is it exciting? Is it exciting being a free agent? Are you looking forward to in March, you know, getting like wooed by other teams? Both of you.
I think in a way, I mean, for us as athletes, would you rather have like job security and know like your contract is situated? Yeah. I mean, you don't have to play a season and worry about getting injured or anything. You would just know you're good. So I think like ultimately, like that's what you really want. But I think once you finish that season and your contract year, then it's like, all right, cool. Like we made it through, had a good year. Now let's see what happens.
And I think in every player's career, if it was our choice, you'd start on one team and you'd play for the next 12 years on that one team.
Yeah.
But It's just not how it goes down. So you just have to know how the business is. And us being in for over a decade, you understand it and you get it.
Well, have the Patriots given either of you any kind of indication as to what they would like to do, like whether they would extend something to you, or have they given you any kind of sign as to whether or not your future is here with New England?
None of that stuff starts until March.
Once the season ends, like the team goes full on Senior Bowl, Combine, probably team, like the team evaluation. So like for us as players, like you don't hear from anybody from the team until later in the offseason when it matters. You know, because like even if they called me and was like, hey, we want you back, then it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, is there a contract? You know what I mean?
Sure.
So but it doesn't really matter.
But the thing is about you and both of you that makes
Rich,
a difference.
Don't lose this. So you're going to explore free agency regardless.
Yeah, I mean that's where we're at.
But if the Patriots came to you and they said like, here's the deal, you want to see what's out there.
I this is Jason, but I never understood why guys talk about, like, when you say, well, what if they, well, what if this?
Yeah.
Like, to be honest, like, when you're in January, February, like, if you're not talking to a team, like, right now, I'm just enjoying off season. If they come talk to me, we'll discuss that then. If they don't, then we'll discuss that. But it's just, you can't talk for things that haven't happened.
Here's why you guys are more valuable than just your numbers. And we talked about this earlier. I'm not just kissing your ass. We've said this before. I mean, it's the leadership aspect. It's like, you know, if you are a employer or a coach, you know, you're the type of guy you want up there. Good in the community. You say all the right things. And an example of that is earlier this season, when things were going, you know, extremely well, as they were for most of the season with the defense, Kyle Van Noy ended up giving the team a nickname, the Boogeyman. You were one of the only people to come out and say, hang on with these nicknames. What did you think when you first heard Kyle Van Noy talk about the Boogeyman?
Van Noy keeps getting the credit. It was Elandon Roberts, though, that came up with it.
Oh, good. So I hate him.
I've just never been into that. So, like, for me, saying it, like, I'm always that guy in the locker room. Like, if they ever messed up in practice and stuff, I was like, oh, man, the Boogeyman. They look good out there. Like, I'm always busting guys' chops. So,
sure.
Like, it wasn't like a let me go in front of the media and, like, slow this down. Like, For me, I think when you play football, you got to have fun.
Yeah, but that was corny, right?
Halloween killed us. After Halloween, the boogeyman had to go away.
But it was corny, right?
Yeah, it was super corny.
I think all names are corny. Unless somebody is like, man, like this quarterback or this team defense or this offense, man, they do this. Let's nickname them that. And then the nickname takes off because you jumped on air and said it.
Yep.
You can't name yourself.
You can't. Like Tom Brady, the GOAT.
If Tom ran around and was like, bro, I'm Tom Brady, the GOAT, everybody would be like, who is this client?
Right.
You've never heard, you know what I mean?
And once again, that's the type of thing we're talking about, is that you were the sense in the locker room that were just like, all right, maybe we don't need to be giving ourselves a nickname. Yeah. Let's concentrate on the game.
But I don't think that affected us as a defense.
No, I understand. You know, I understand.
Because I think sometimes people run with that.
No. It's more that it was just,
like everybody was like, oh, man, we knew once they nicknamed ourselves the Boogeyman, we weren't going to win.
No, it was just that it was corny and stupid.
Yeah, you just didn't like it. I mean, but you didn't like the Boogeyman, you didn't like our podcast.
I don't know anything about your podcast. I didn't diss your podcast. Rich, shut up. Just because you're sitting there. I didn't diss your podcast. I just wondered why it existed. I didn't say it was bad. It might be the greatest podcast of all time, for all I know.
Jesus, are you too sensitive? We have limited time with these guys. Come on.
Why'd you guys go to Rutgers? You could have gone anywhere. Why did you guys go to Rutgers?
What happened, man? We got Zoe in the background. He has no shades on today, so he must be doing
TV.
We're gonna get him some of this Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. That's why we're out here. Mountain Dew Zero Sugar launched a commercial yesterday, new Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah.
It replicates The Shining,
okay,
the old movie. That's why we got twins involved.
Commercial looks great. Yeah. I've seen the one with Bryan Cranston.
Yeah,
it was good.
We've been happy to be a part of it. So rolling hair today on tricycles. We've been crushing it.
Killing
it.
Zoe, this is our time.
I always love Zoe, man.
Get out of here, Zoe. All right, two quick questions before you go, because I want to let you go. Number one, I've always wanted to know this. Did Bill ever tell you why Malcolm Butler didn't play in the Super Bowl?
Never. Malcolm's still my guy, though.
I love Malcolm Butler.
Yeah, that's still my guy.
So you're playing that game. When did you find out that he wasn't going to be part of the plan? As, like, captain of the defense, when did you find out?
Well, I hated when all of this came out because everybody was like, you know, they found out a day before or in the locker room. Like, nah, like, everyone knew that going into the game. Like, it wasn't.
That was the plan?
That was the way we practiced.
Without Malcolm.
I think, like, for anybody that's been in the New England area, do they really think we took the field and didn't prepare and like that was already the plan?
No one said otherwise. It's you understand people think that because silence on it.
And isn't that how everything in New England is?
It really is. Until now, I did not. Okay, so when did you know? Like, was it the week leading up to the Super Bowl?
Why did
Malcolm Butler cry if he knew he wasn't going to play?
You're in the Super Bowl, and I think when I got there, I heard they didn't play him because he was up all night trying out the new Mountain Dew Zero.
You get your point. All right, finally. I need to know whether or not you guys are Ninja Turtle posers, because you wear the shirts all the time. You've got, like, I always see that. Who has the bow staff?
Him.
It's Donatello! I like the shirts.
I do have a cool Ninja Turtle, but I don't still watch it. Like
that. Still,
I just love cool T-shirts.
That was dumber than anything I asked.
I admit it. He's been showing us too much love in person. Yeah. I can't say that.
That's right. All right.
Listen, everyone loves the McCourty twin, and everyone drink Mountain and
Zero Sugar.
You go out there about sugar in the diet. You get that. For Joel, listen to it in my car. All right, so
good to see you, man.
All right, very good. Out of the park, ladies. I knocked that interview. All right, rip the flight.
I have all my crap
planning on your part.
9 o'clock. So,
well, that's nothing to me
out there. Yeah, you
did. Daddy proud.
Never Monday.
I did not.
Yes, you said the F word.
You did.
The first time ever. Oh no, second time ever. Second time ever that you did. You did. Yes. If you were listening online, what a treat. The second time I've been working with Rich.
I got him back, Fred, for 25 years. There's
basically
no escaping that one.
And that is the second time he's sworn.
It shows how little I've been sleeping.
All right. You can sleep on airplanes.
Yes, I can.
All right,
immediately.
Rich. All right, guys. All right, have a good one. Everyone's going to be around there. Enjoy the rest of the day. And hey, how about Super Bowl? You have yourself some wings and whatnot. Everyone have a great day. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.